With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is stumping in the final hours of a presidential campaign that goes to the American people Tuesday. He addressed a huge crowd in Macon, Georgia, urging voters to give his Democrat opponent a message.
You're the worst vice president in the history of our country. It's the worst administration in the history of our country. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out. You're fired.
Kamala Harris is building a wall, not at the border, but around her home in D.C. Workers fenced off the vice president's residence Sunday as the city prepared for this week's election. A work crew was seen installing anti-climb fencing outside Harris's federal home at the Naval Observatory. The residence already has a wrought iron fence and a security station at the front gate, but crews added a special fence along most of the property's perimeter. The White House had its south lawn almost completely cordoned off by an additional layer of anti-climb fence. The statue of Andrew Jackson that sits in the heart of Lafayette Square and has been defaced by leftist mobs in the past is now inside the fencing. Multiple office and retail buildings also boarded up just west of the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue. Also at SRNnews.com, tornadoes overnight in Oklahoma. No fatalities, but at least 11 people hurt. Thousands of homes without power. Oklahoma City Fire Battalion Chief Scott Douglas.
There is power lines down on the roadways. Most of the roadways are closed in and out of that area. Our local utility company, they're out. Our gas and electric company are both out. They had to shut off some gas meters that was broken, and so there was some gas spewing in the air. They had to get to those and then also make sure that the power shut down through all that area.
Those storms moved through Oklahoma City on Saturday night. This is SRN News. Many people think things are getting worse, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
That's what a lot of Americans say about the state of the country compared to 70 years ago. A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks whether U.S. culture and way of life has gotten better or worse since the 1950s. And about half the population says worse. Majorities of all major religious groups agree with that assessment, including white evangelical Protestants, white mainline Protestants, white Catholics, and Hispanic Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Florida are hoping amendments that would promote abortion and legalize marijuana will boost their turnout on Election Day. But the number of voters registered as Democrat has tumbled in recent years in the state. The GOP steadily narrowed the Democrat Party's lead in voter registration in Florida for about a decade, finally surpassing Democrats' plurality of active registered voters in 2021. This is SRN News. A drug maker benefits from COVID. John Scott has more.
A boost from COVID-19 treatment sales helped push Pfizer to a better-than-expected third quarter and higher forecast for the year. Demand for the drug maker's Paxlovid treatment, spurred by the latest COVID wave and a U.S. national stockpile delivery, led to $2.7 billion in sales for the drug. The company also cited sales growth from several other drugs as total revenue climbed 31% to $17.7 billion in the recently completed quarter. John Scott reporting.
Businesses in Deep Blue, Portland, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. boarding up in preparation for potential unrest ahead of Election Day. Banks, small businesses, and office buildings in downtown Portland now have plywood covering doors and windows. Leftist and Antifa protesters rioted for nights on end after President Trump was elected in 2016. More details at SRNnews.com.